The tragic death of Savita Halappanannivar, it was widely reported in the international media, but the case also continues to make headlines in her native India. Brian O'Connell is currently in Calcutta observing the work of Cork-based Hope Foundation and has been hearing some of what locals think, and he's on the line now from Calcutta. Brian, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, since you arrived on Saturday, have you got a sense that Indians are generally engaged in this story?
Yeah, well, I suppose the first thing to say is that I'm in eastern India and Savita was from the south of the country, so there is quite a geographic difference. But I was surprised, Pat, by the fact that it is still very prominent in the media here. The Indian Sunday Times, which, of course, is completely separate to the Irish or the UK edition, or the UK paper, they carried reports of an interview with Praveen's father-in-law, with Savita's father. And, you know, seeing the Hikway Inquiry also widely reported here, I mean, I switched on Indian TV last night, and it was somewhat surreal, I have to say, to see the words Hikwa and Inquiry at the bottom of the screen. It was clearly a current affairs show. I couldn't really understand what they were saying, but obvious they were discussing the case, and that was pretty much primetime television here. So it's not quite front page news in the last 2 days, but it's very, very prominent. It's been flagged on the front pages and then carried on the inside, and there's still a little bit of anger around it.
You spoke to a man this morning who had strong views on this.
Yes, a man called Vishnath, and he's a psychotherapist, and he does a lot of work here helping children who are abused or addicted to solvents. And we chatted on our way back from Howrah train station, where I was visiting a project he'd set up. Basically, he's trying to educate and medically treat these children. Some of them are as young as 6 years old, but we'll hear a little bit from him now and his views on the case.
See, when I heard about it, I don't have the full facts, but I think, you know, something should have been done so that her life could have been saved. Now, I do agree that, you know, in India, the conditions in hospitals are quite appalling, like, you know, the government hospitals. There have been instances where deaths have occurred due to negligence. But I somehow strongly feel that, you know, that she could have been saved if intervention had been done at that point of time. And we all know that Ireland is a country which highly regards human life, so I was quite shocked to find that, you know, she died because the intervention was not done at the right time.
And there were some protests here.
Yeah, people have protested in social networking sites. There has been protests, like, you know, all over the country, but we all feel that, you know, in a country like Ireland, this shouldn't have happened.
Now, you visited a hospital, Brian. You spoke to some people there. What kind of things do they say to you?
Yeah, the hospital is actually funded by Weight Watchers Ireland, and the Hope Foundation run it here. It's an immaculate condition. 4 doctors, 16 consultants, 3 floors and an operating theatre. One of the people I met there, Pat, was a lady called Geeta, and I'd met her when I was out here before. She actually has just contracted dengue fever through a mosquito bite, but she actually spoke to me from her hospital bed about Savita.
But, you know, India's expectations are very high because it is a developed country and we are a developing country. It's a third world country. They feel that it's fully developed and fully equipped.
They feel that Ireland is fully developed. Yeah,
yeah, and they feel that all systems are in place, you know, no poverty, nothing. So they have high level of expectations. And a lot of Indian doctors and nurses also goes. So they feel that no mistakes should happen. 100% perfect it should be. But if it is India, then they will see that, oh, this is a normal, so many deaths going on, you know, one more death. It's like that. Very practically, I'm talking from the ground level, from the expectations. And it is good that Ireland also is, you know, changing their working on their laws and, you know, working on it. Religion should not come in front of health. That was what I should say. Human being is the first. Religion should not come in between.
Religion is still a huge part of Indian life.
Yeah. I would say that people should not write any religion in schools, colleges, anywhere. Only should be human being is the one thing. That's all.
Is it still in the media here in India?
Yes. And there was a big, you know, procession in Calcutta, in Delhi. And if this report will not come, it will just all over the, from India, all over the state, people will raise voice.
What kind of things were people saying on that procession here?
They were saying, you know, shame, shame, Ireland. A lot of things. And we are very proud because, you know, Irish government gives us a lot of fund. They put a lot of money and really it goes to needy children. We feel bad And in fact, no, I didn't go for procession. People asked me to come. I said, sorry, I cannot. I'm not for it.
Yeah, and Geeta had actually left her hospital bed yesterday to go to Delhi to receive one of the highest humanitarian awards that the Indian government can give. So she's worked with Irish donors a lot, and you can hear almost how conflicted she is in the idea of taking to the streets and protesting. And the protests, from what I can gather here, were quite small, but the coverage itself, I mean, has been very large, and, you know, in contrast, I suppose, to the turnouts on the streets.
And the actual turnout in Calcutta, very small. You met someone working at the hospital as well, Brian, and he gave you his opinion?
Yeah, that's right. We can just hear a little bit from him now, I think.
Last week it was in all the newspapers. There was a lot of anger here because in our country our mood is that we should save the life of the women. Okay, when there was no guarantee that the child will not survive, so we should go for an abortion of that child and to save the life of that of the mother. Indian people are surprised because it has not happened in our country.
And Brian, what have the newspapers been saying about Savita Halappanavar?
Well, if I can just read you a selection of letters, Pat, that was in the Indian Telegraph. For example, they're saying that, one of them is very interesting, is talking about Mother Teresa, and it says, India, where Mother Teresa is honoured and feted, should think twice about its choice of heroes before criticising the Irish authorities. Mother Teresa always maintained that the life of a fetus is more precious than that of a mother. She also campaigned against abortion. Calcutta has built statues of Teresa and named roads after her. When will India develop their taste to choose the right kind of hero? So that's an interesting take on it by somebody who's writing from here. You know, other letters here, Pat, are referring to our Ireland's by barbaric laws, one says here. Another one writing here is saying humanity should be given precedence over religion. It is high time that the Catholic Church and the government of that country amend their draconian stand against abortion. So obviously some very strong feelings there in the letters pages. And, you know, the Sunday Times as well, as I said, the Indian Sunday Times, they have a story about Savita's father and about the strength of feeling that he has towards the case. And he's talking about the fact that there may be a legal case now. And they talk here in depth about the fact that Praveen has a solicitor working on his behalf. The headline is, in quotes, Savita's husband to sue Irish Hospital.
Well, it would appear that they've set a deadline of this coming Thursday before they embark on the quest to find justice in Europe. That seems to be the way it's going here. Anyway, Brian, thank you very much for joining us this morning from Calcutta.